Show. That is a powerful song right there, No More. That is something that we need to understand. We can't go back no more. But welcome this morning to Keith Williams Morning Show. I'm glad that you are here. We're so glad that you're here. You know, every morning we're going to start off with encouraging words and gospel song. You know, one thing that this morning show is built around is basically to encourage you, to help you understand how to live a successful life. You know, we see so many things that's happening right now in this world system, so many things that is going on. But one thing that you need to know is that God has already answered all of your needs, man. He's already given you everything that you need to know. But the best part is that there is a number on your screen, 563-999-3789. That's a number that you can call in, and you'll be able to interact with us here on this show, me and my lovely wife, which she will be in here in the studio here in just a few minutes. But I tell you, man, this is a powerful day, and I got some good stuff, man, that I want to share with you on the day, some great stuff. But here first, I just want to be able to let you know here a scripture first. Well, let's pray first. Father God, we just thank you right now for this day of empowerment, Father, this day that your hands are made for us, and we will rejoice and be glad in it. But Father, we pray for your people all around the world. Lord God, we pray for your people, Lord God, that serves you, and Father God, that lifts you up, and Lord God, that Father God, that you continue to give them more that they need to continue to press forward in the things that you called them to do. And we just forever praise you and thank you right now. In the name of Jesus, amen. Let's go to a scripture first, and then we're going to jump into our topics here. Over here in Psalms 37 and verse 19, Psalms 37 and 19, it says, and this scripture goes along with what we see happening in our economy, what we see happening around the world system, everything that's happening, everything that you see happening in the book. Right now will tell you what season that we're in according to what we're going through. But God always has an answer for you so that you don't have to be taken down or taken out, but you can know that you're more than a conqueror. You're protected no matter what's going on around the world. So here in Psalms 37:19, it says, they shall not be ashamed in evil time, and in the days of famine, they shall be satisfied. That's you. Famine represents nothing more than a recession or hard times, things that's hard to deal with. He says in the Message Bible, he says, in hard times, they'll hold their heads high. When the shells are bare, they'll be full. Praise God. The New Living says it like this. They will not be disgraced in hard times. Even in famine, they will have more than enough. That is you. This morning, you have more than enough. And enjoy this next song by Jacqueline Carr, You Will Win. Oh, man, this is telling you today that you're more than a conqueror. You're a winner. I'll be right back. Enjoy this song. We'll be right back in just a few minutes.
The enemy came up against your heart. The enemy came up against your children. The enemy came up against your name. The enemy came up against your character. You will win, win. You will win, win. The enemy came up against your health. The enemy came up against your finance. The enemy came up against your vision. The enemy came up against your business. You will
But the question is, can you win? I came to tell somebody up in here tonight that there is something on the inside of you that's going to help you win in this season. And it's called a champion. You ought to open up your mouth and shout, I am a champion. Everything attached to you wins. I said everything attached to you wins. Can you point to your neighbor and tell them, everything attached to you wins. Come on, let's just tell them, everything attached to you wins. Now just tell them, say, it's your winning seed.
It's your winning seed.
It's your winning seed.
It's your winning seed.
You've got God to carry you. You've got God to carry you. That's what he's going to do tonight. Cause you can't afford to lose again. You can't afford to lose again. Oh, it's your winning season. Last time, everything attached to me wins. This is what I need you to do, because I realize you can't say you are a winner but look defeated. I need you to get up out of your seat and high five 10 people across this room. Don't just stay at your rope, tell them across the room that you will win. Come on, high five 10 people and tell them you will win. You will win. God don't birth failures. God don't call you defeated. You are a winner.
Praise God. Listen at that, man. That song right there starts off our day, man, because she says everything. Did you understand? She said everything attached to you win. This is your winning season. So we need to understand it. Regardless of what we're seeing all across this world, man, whatever is going on, you are still in your winning season because you win. You're not a loser. You're not defeated. You are a winner. So every day, man, you got to put that in your mindset, put that in your head, in your spirit. I am a winner, regardless of what you see happening, regardless of what's going on around the world. You're a winner, and you got to believe that this morning. Praise God. You know, I want to start this show off this morning with my school, my alumni, man, our boys basketball team. Man, these boys are doing their thing, man. They now have advanced to the Final Four, took down number one Houston, man. These guys, man, I tell you, I don't know if you've seen the game or not, but man, these boys are balling like no before. Our first time in school history making it this far. Last year they almost got there, but this year they are now in the Final Four. You know, congrats to our coach, Coach Larinaga, you know, for putting together a great squad that we have right now. You know, I don't know if you watch basketball or not, but, you know, I didn't get a chance to watch the whole game. But, man, I tell you, I mean, just the things that they're doing on the court, man, is just phenomenal. And just seeing how they're working together. And that's the thing that we need to understand about life also as well. You know, to win, we have to work together with God, man. I mean, you know, it's the same thing. We have to work with him. You know, we have to be able to do things the way he said to get the results of what he said that we can have. Okay. But man, these guys are doing their thing. One thing that I do like about it is that they're keeping their head in the game and they're playing the game. Even when they got down, they still worked together to come back. And I tell you, man, advancing, that is a phenomenal thing for University of Miami. So this morning I want to say congratulations to them and Coach Larry Nagel for achieving the success that they're achieving right now today. And again, if you would like to interact with us here on your screen, you'll see the phone number 563-999-3789. Call in, praise God. And if you want to interact with us, you have a question or anything, you can call in right now this morning. And now around the world news, you know, we want to pray for the people of Georgia. Okay. We see, man, that they've been hit with these tornadoes. And they've lost a lot of stuff, man. Some people have lost everything in Georgia, man. So we want to keep them lifted up. We want to pray for those people. Because that's something, man, that you never understand the pain until you go through it. And I believe these people are going through some serious turmoil right now. So we want to continue to lift them up, that they stay in good spirits with God. Now here in South Florida, guys, we know how destruction feels. You know, we've been hit with so many hurricanes and so forth that took out a lot of stuff, destroyed some things. So we understand how they feel, you know. So that goes to say is that we need to continue to keep them lifted up, that God keep them in good spirits up there in Georgia. And, you know, another thing that I want to actually bring out as well is that we see what's going on in the banking industry, man. I mean, banks are failing. Banks are going under. One thing about me, man, I seen how my dad operated. You know, my dad never kept money in the bank, man. My dad always kept his money in the house. He would keep it in a drawer. And I always wondered why he did that. But my dad had this mentality that he wouldn't put his money in the bank because he always felt that the bank, you know, can crumble at any time and he loses money. So, but man, that was the old people back in those days, man. They kept their stuff, you know, in house. I remember my grandmother, man, she kept money in her bosom, man. She would want me to go down to the store and she say, hey, I want you to go get me something. And she would reach into her bosom. I'm like, what? And she'd pull out this wad of money, you know. But that was the mentality of our elders. That's what they did. But now we see banking industries now is unstable. You know, they're unstable. Now, I'm not telling you don't put your money in the bank, but I'm telling you to be cautious of what you do with your money, praise God, because, you know, we see it happening every day. You know, we see this thing happening. These are all signs, man, because it's a part of the world system. And a lot of things in the world system is falling. They're crumbling. And, you know, throughout the scripture, throughout the Bible, it's telling us about the world system, man, how the world system is coming down and things are imploding. And these are signs that Jesus said that will come. So when you see it happening, don't be afraid. You know, you praise God, man, because the signs are there. You know, and Jesus said we will see these things. So don't be afraid of it. But just praise God when you see it. Hallelujah. So another thing is, before we take another break here, another thing is what we're going to jump into on the other side, we're going to jump into talking about relationships, okay, dealing with relationships. I know some people listening to me this morning, you know, whether you're married, you're looking to get married, or you're thinking about marriage, or you may just be dating somebody, you know, and there are some things that you may need to understand. Now, something that is that we will be having on Friday, I have a awesome friend of mine that is going to be on with us on Friday. And when I tell you this man dealing with relationships, it is, I mean, so powerful with explaining things and teaching things and showing you things. He's going to be with us on Friday morning dealing and talking about relationships, okay? Man, you don't want to miss it on Friday morning. This is going to be an awesome morning on Friday morning. And you'll see it on our website. We're going to place it on the website as well, you know, with his information and so forth. But don't miss it on Friday, man. It is going to be powerful. The first time I heard this man talking, and his name is Daryl Barnett. His name is Daryl Barnett. The first time I heard this man speak on relationships, it was so powerful, man. I mean, he caught my attention. and then also he caught my wife's attention. I mean, you don't catch your attention very easy when you're talking about relationships, but caught her attention. And man, I tell you, awesome words that he can give you on relationships that will help you see things different. In a different manner, and begin to see your mate different, begin to see that person different. And we're talking about relationships or marriages God's way. Okay, let's get that out there right. God's way, the God kind of relationship. So he's going to be explaining those things, man, and you're going to get some great information from this man of God. But now enjoy this next song by my buddy Travis Green. We'll be right back. We're going to jump into this thing about relationships. And remember, on your screen, the phone number, 563-999-3789. We'll be right back after Travis Green.
We're going to do this song. It's called You Waited.
You came out your way. You sat down to speak to me. What amazing grace that you've shown. So patiently, and you waited for me. Just for me, oh, you called out my name, knew my past, covered my shame.
could I be?
Lift it up now.
If you let me.
Come on, man, you waited just for me. You know, that is an amazing song because, it's really telling us pretty much who we are in Christ. And if we just trust him, no matter what, we just trust him for everything, man. So we're talking about relationship, okay? We're dealing with relationship. And then again, our number, 563-999-3789. Praise God. If you want to interact with us on today, because listen, man, one thing about relationships, even in the church, you know, relationships in the church is being challenged. Relationships in the church is being attacked. And I see the divorce rate in the church, man, is skyrocketing, which that is not something that God ordained right there. And some people may be saying, well, what's the reason why, you know, why is this happening? Why is that happening in the church? You know, one thing that I can clearly say is that when we live too close to the world, okay, when you live too close to the world and start adapting things of the world system, that world system is going to begin to impact your heart, man. And And once that world system begin to impact your heart, the world system means to be doing things based upon things that is not of God. Okay, simply put, you know, doing things that is not of God. There are some things that's being bought into the church that should never be there, you know, and dealing with relationships. See, the relationships or marriages in the church is to show the world how it's supposed to be done. But if we're not showing the world how it's to be done, and the world is showing the church how it operates, that's a bad thing. So so we want to talk about this morning. Praise God. We want to talk about this because the number one thing that we need to understand, first off, in relationships, remember, God said when a man findeth a wife, he said when a man find, not when a woman find a husband. He said when a man findeth the wife, he findeth the good thing. Okay, that in itself is the order in which relationships even supposed to begin. Marriage is supposed to begin. You know, but when we're on a level to where we want what we want and only what we want, and not according to what makes you, not according to the will of God for my life, then now I'm beginning to compromise what God said according to His word. Now I'm compromising. So how do we start the relationship? And here's another thing: the way you start is how you're gonna end up. So, but there can be some changes. You know, a lot of relationships right now are going through turmoil, and it may only be because we just need to make some simple changes in our relationship, man. Some simple changes. You know, when you get into a relationship, you shouldn't get into it because you know, you look at it and say, oh, this woman beautiful, or this man beautiful, or this woman fine, this man fine. Yeah, they can be all of that. But then on the flip side of that, they can be crazy too. You know, but you're looking on the outside. We need to look on the inside, the heart of the person, because that's who you need to fall in love with. It is the heart of the person, not the outside of the person. The outside is constantly changing all the time. You know, you, man, you can have everything in the right places, but when you get to be a certain age, everything gets out of place. So now, are you still going to love me when everything is out of place? Or are you going to try and go and do other things because things are out of place? Come on, man. These are the things that we need to think about. So when you fall in love with someone, you're falling in love with their inside, not the outside. Because, you know, when you're looking at the outside, you know, I had a pastor tell me this. He said, son, beauty is only skin deep. You know, he said, beauty is skin deep. You take the skin off, the beauty gone. So what am I saying? You know, you never fall in love with the outside of what you see, but you fall in love with the inside of who the person is. That's who we fall in love with. Now, When we're talking about relationships, or there may be some people listening to me right now, you're married, or you may be looking to get married. But so far as with married couples right now, the thing that we have to do is we have to begin to learn our mate's love language. What is it that makes them happy? What are the things that they want? Because if we're constantly looking at what we want all the time, that's not a healthy thing, because it has to be both sides, both ways. It can't be one way. It can't be one way. You know, when we look at that, nothing can operate effectively just one way. You know, you always have to make changes. You always have to make some adjustments in everything that you do. But in relationships and marriages, yes, it's about making changes, because there are some things that that your mate may want to do. Sometimes, you know, you may not want to do it, but you still have to go according to what makes that person happy too. It's not all about you making just yourself happy. You know, I know that there's a lot of men out there that may be saying, well, hey, you know, it should be my way all the time. Well, that's the wrong way. You know, because your way all the time may not be the right way. And the things that you are doing may not be the right things. So it's about adjusting and understanding each other in the middle of your relationship. Now, there are some people that are saying, well, I'm looking to get married. You know, I want to get married. I want to be married. You know, before you get into the relationship to enter into a marriage, ask yourself, number one, you know, are we both going the same direction? Can we work together? Can we do things together? Now, these are things I'm telling you from experience, okay? From experience. Can we work together? Because a lot of times if we're not working together, it becomes a thing where we're working against each other. You don't want that kind of relationship. You know, you have to work together to get anything done. So before you say, I do, you know, look at some guidelines. You know, what are the guidelines to you, to what you want? What are the guidelines to what you would like to see happen in your marriage? Are you sitting down together and discussing your future, discussing how you want things to go in your life? These are things that needs to be discussed. Because if you're getting ready to marry Pookie and Pookie don't have a drive for his life, but you do, that's a recipe for disaster right there. You know, you don't just marry Pookie because, you know, Pookie's just fine, you know, and Pookie don't have a drive for his life. What are you going to do when you get married and now he don't want to do anything? You know, he don't have a goal. He don't have a vision. You know, these are things that you got to see. You know, do we have a goal? Now, and here's the thing too, is that, you know, I know we were told, excuse me, before we get married, check out his credit, look at his credit. Man, he can have the best credit on this earth, but his drive and his goals is not there. Okay, that's one thing that can be messed up. You know, you can have it good one minute, next minute it's all gone. So what are you going to do? So don't just look at just one side. You got to look at the whole picture, the whole thing, man. Just see exactly what you want in your relationship together, not just one side, together. So now when you say I do, now we have a goal and a vision that we're working together to make this thing happen. That's what we got to get into. How do we do it together? It's all about togetherness, not a oneness, but it's all about a togetherness. My God, it's all about a togetherness. You know, we'll be right back in just a few minutes. Enjoy this song by Kurt Franklin, I Smile. You need to smile, man. Don't have a frown on your face. Keep smiling, because the day is your day to enjoy what God has given you. We'll be right back.
But there is no sunshine, nothing but clouds, and it's dark. needs it, bud.
Today's a new day. So tell me, where are my blue skies?
Where is that love, y'all?
Where is the love and the joy that you promised me? Tell me it's
all right. The truth is,
I almost gave up.
Ghost power, y'all.
Fell from heaven like a shower down.
Now I know we've been hurt, y'all, but still.
I smile.
Come on.
Even though I'm hurt, see, I smile.
Y'all feel that?
I know God is working, so I smile. Even though I've been here for a while,
still.
I smile.
Hallelujah.
I smile. It's so hard to look up when you're down. Show would hate to see you give up now.
God's people. Whatever you're in right now.
You just hear that, man. You just have to smile. You know, that is a great song right there, man. You know, just continue to keep smiling through it all, man. Through the tough times, through the hard times, through all the times that seems bad. Just smile. Praise God. No matter what happens in your life, just smile. You know, I know we have someone in here on this morning. Praise God. Good morning. Good morning.
Good morning.
Oh, my God. My spiritual son. How you doing, man?
I'm doing great. Doing great.
Oh, my God, man. It's good to have you with us this morning, man. We're, you know, I'm talking about relationships, marriages, and relationships, man. And I know you have a lot to share, man. And, you know, I thank God for you, man. What's on your mind with relationships this morning, man of God?
You know, if we want to talk about relationships, you know, the key thing I want people to understand is that, you know, if you leave it in God's hands, everything's going to be all right. You have to understand something. That we all have to accept accountability in whatever we do. And, you know, one of the things, I when I was going through a hard time with my wife, one of the things I kept in mind is that if I leave her, then I may end up with somebody and go through the same thing. So why not take time out to try to find a communication, a common ground to make things work?
Mm, that's good.
So one of the biggest problems with relations is that some men don't know how to love. We was taught to be, you know, tough, suck it up. We wasn't taught to be on the side that, you know, our feelings is, because most women don't understand. We're sensitive just like women.
Mm-hmm.
We have feelings just like women, you know. But some men just don't choose to allow that woman to do that. And one thing about it, you know, they allow themselves to get loose and open up to each other and let God work in their lives, both of their lives, that relationship will be a beautiful relationship.
Wow.
Guaranteed.
That's good. And those are things that men need to know. You know, like you said, you know, we would talk, suck it up. Suck up what? You know, and now in this season, that don't work. You know, we need to know what to do. That's a good point. That's a good point.
I mean, we're afraid sometimes that the you know, we go pout, and we so used to when we get around our quote homeboys, we got to be a certain way. Man, she up, man, I ain't worried about what she said. But in reality, you is worried about what she say. So why not accept accountability and let her know that you're really, you know, and let her know her worth. Stop taking the self-esteems out of our women, and women stop taking self-esteems out of our men.
Mm.
You know, and let that love that is inside of you, let that power, the same grace God got you have,
mm-hmm.
let it out, and you'll make a difference. And you know one thing about life right now is that, you know, I used to, when I first came home, I used to try to take the shortcut.
Mm-hmm.
And my wife told me, taking that shortcut, you're going to get yourself back in trouble.
Mm.
So I sat down and I thought about things. And God got a funny way of showing you things. I was sitting back and I was thinking about something I would never thought about. I thought about all them times when I was in prison, and I used to hear guys say, man, my wife told me not to go nowhere. Man, my girl told me to go and stay home. But they choose to go out there and chase that money, and they never made it back home.
Mm.
And sometimes us men need to listen, because it don't necessarily have to be your girl. It could have been your mama said it.
Mm-hmm.
But they got to understand, behind every great man is a great woman.
Mm-hmm. Wow, that's good. And see, it becomes great when you have the experience and not just saying things. And a lot of times, things that we go through are we're going through it because we have to have the experience of both sides. And when we begin to listen to people that have been there, and because the words that they say, they're actually pouring into us to help us understand the road that we're on. And a lot of times, like you said, a lot of times we don't want to listen to what they have to say because we think that we know it all. That's a dangerous place to be in. And there may be some men listening to us right now that they feel like, I got it all together. No, you never have it all together. It's always a learning process. And like you said, which is good, behind every great man is always a great woman, because, you know, you became great because she helped put up with you. Number one, she helped push you to that place. Come on, man.
And most men don't recognize that woman for doing that.
Mm.
Instead, they take advantage of it. And the women do the same thing. So when I'm talking from a man perspective, so I'm talking about men, but I'm actually talking about both.
Yes.
And most people got to understand, they asking why they can't find the right person. And you can't find the right person because you ain't getting God lessons from the first one.
That's true.
Because you got to look at it. Life is a lesson. And everything that you go through is a lesson. And if you don't take heed to what God is saying in that lesson, that a message don't have to come in the form of words.
Mm-hmm.
God could say a message through a form of action. Your man cheated on you, so you devastated. But why? Mm-hmm. Think about it. You blaming the man so much as you asking, what did you do to drive this man to do this?
Mm.
You know, and then men be like, man, she just da-da-da. But did you ask yourself, what did you do to make her act that way?
Wow. That's true.
Because
that's
if
true.
We love each other like God love us, not like the world say you love me. She love me because she take care of me. She love me because she did this. But how God do it with God. God, I think, you know, I told you the other day I don't remember verses, right? But I don't remember verses. But I do remember, I think it's Romans 15 that talks about love and how unconditional God love is.
Mm-hmm.
And it tells you it has no condition. So when people say, I love you, but you cheat on me, you don't love that person.
Mm-hmm.
'Cause you cheat on God all the time.
Mm.
But he still love you. And people got to understand when you accept that, and you put yourself just as we was created to do, then what you're looking for in life is already there.
Mm.
It's just like you said in your sermon. People say they want a house, but they don't know. They already got a house. They already got love.
Mm-hmm.
They just don't want to recognize it, and they don't want to pay the price to keep it.
Wow.
Because they so much of the world. Instead of the kingdom.
Wow. That is so true. Because you have, like you're saying, you have two types of love. You have agape love, and then you have phileo love, just like you're saying. Phileo love means I'll love you according to what you can do for me. That's how I love you. But agape love says, I'll love you unconditionally, not according to what you do for me. I'm going to love you because I love you. The God kind of love is the agape love. But just like you're saying, you know, we see a lot of phileo love, man. I mean, people get married because they love what the person can do for them, not understanding what God can do for you through the agape love. And I think that's one of the reasons why we're seeing the divorce rate so high in the church, man. It should never be that way. It should never be that way. Wow.
Well, see, that goes to another thing. God said, when you go off from your parents, it don't say just a woman should submit themselves to them husbands, but the husband should also submit themselves to the wives.
Come on.
But see, a lot of people don't submit themselves.
Mm-hmm.
They be too worried about they become worried about too much of worldly things, because I can name a long list of it.
Mm.
You know, I got to get this money. I got to do this. You don't have to do that. It's there.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
You just got to do what you're supposed to do, as God wants you to do, and it's all open for you.
All open.
That's including in a relationship.
Mm-hmm. Wow.
I mean, why you think when we talk about relationship, let's get off the subject of man and woman.
Mm-hmm.
Let's talk about human relationship.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that's something like, you know, human relationship. We don't say this guy is my friend, but because he over here, he done smoked some weed, he ain't my friend no more. right? We put a condition on him instead of helping him through what he's going through, because he's smoking that weed because he's going through something.
Yeah.
He's trying to run through things. But instead, we want to prejudge that. And when we prejudging it, guess what? We losing one of the best friends it is.
Wow. That's so true.
And that's breaking up unity. We are so divided that the states can make laws to just tear us apart now.
Wow.
I mean, we are part in the churches. We're part in the communities. We're part in our own households.
Wow, that's so true. And it comes to a point to where we have to have what I call inner healing, because when a person is not healed on the inside, it's going to reflect on the outside. Every action has a reaction to it. So when I'm not healed on the inside, it's going to show on the outside according to the things that I'm doing. I don't have healing on the inside. And what I mean by that, people of God, healing on the inside means is that you may not have forgave, or you're not in forgiveness of what someone has done to you or to what you have done to yourself. So if I don't forgive myself when I give my heart to Christ, I can't have inner healing that shows it on the outside that I do have healing and forgiveness of what I've done. So now I'm trapped in a prison state in my mind, because I'm still stuck in what I used to do and I have not let it go. And it will begin to show on the outside that I've truly not forgiven myself. And I think that's what's wrong with a lot of relationships. They have not forgiven themselves for what they've done wrong. And God is saying, when you give me your heart, I'll forgive you and I'll remember your sins no more. That's what they got to actually understand, that I've been forgiven of these things. Man.
And let me just add to that right quick to sum that up for you. How can you ask God to forgive you if you can't forgive others?
That's true. That's so true. That is so true.
So if you keep that in mind, you're going to forgive others because you want God to forgive you. And that's one of the key things you keep in mind to start that healing process. And that's, and Pastor William, that's what we need now in this community. We need more healing spaces.
Yes.
We need more people to talk about the trauma, to talk about the pain, and teach them how to deal with it. And it's very easy to learn how to deal with it, because guess what? God is the key to all of it.
Yes. Yes. That's so true. That is so true. Man, I tell you, it has been, people of God, I tell you, I enjoyed you on this morning. Praise God. We're going to be back on tomorrow morning, same time at 7 a.m. Praise God. And hopefully I'll have my spiritual son with me through the whole show tomorrow. Hopefully. Praise God.
Hey, I make it a point to be on in the morning. You know, I have no problem. And, you know, one of the things it is, Pastor Williams, is that we have to, as men as us that know the truth, that and people got to understand that we know the truth, but we're also damaged.
Yeah.
And we're working with and healing ourselves, too.
Yeah.
You know, and we part of that healing is all of us needs to hear something from all of us.
Yeah.
So I'm going to be on here as much as possible. And if anybody got any questions, they free to ask.
Yeah.
But when they ask that question, don't think you're going to get what you need to hear. Because some of the things I say, you might don't want to hear. But it's going to be the truth.
going to be the truth. And the truth shall set you free. I'm free indeed. Praise God. People of God, I so thank God for you. Keith Williams Morning Show. We are on Monday through Friday from 7 a.m. to 8 a.m. And remember, Friday morning, we have my good friend Daryl Barnett will be on with us on Friday morning talking about relationships. And we will see you all again on tomorrow morning at 7 a.m. right here, same time, same place. God bless you. Enjoy this song, Every Praise. And we'll see you on tomorrow morning. God bless you.
Let me hear the worshiper. Where's all of my praises? I want everybody around the world to put your hands together, because all the praise belongs to God. Here we go.